Welcome to the realitydoctor.com and this edition of Dr. G's audio blog. Is your brain the same as your mind? Well, I've wondered about that quite a bit over the years. We all have a brain, obviously, and we all have a mind, apparently. But are they the same thing? Most of the time, we use these two words interchangeably. However, to my mind, they represent two very distinct concepts. The brain is a physical organ. If I open up your skull, which encases the brain, I can take out your brain. And if we diced it up and sliced it up on the pathological table, we'd find it's composed of nerve cells, blood vessels, fatty tissue. It's the center of our nervous system. It controls our movement, our bodily functions. It apparently even generates emotions. And we can look at it through neuroimaging techniques like MRI, CAT scans, EEGs, and so on. The mind, on the other hand, has no physical form or substance. And in some way, shape, or form, it relates to our consciousness, quote unquote, which would include our thought processes, our ability to reason and understand, our perceptions of reality, maybe even our morality, our conscience, our feelings. And unlike the brain, the mind cannot be directly observed or measured. We don't even know if it exists separately from the brain. It may not. But we certainly can't study it through traditional neuroimaging techniques. I'm a former naturopathic doctor of many years, and I've always had a special interest in the mind-body connection. I spent years working with patients on these three levels of their minds. And if you don't know what they are, they're conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. And those are just the ones we know about. Through this work, I've become convinced that the brain and the mind are indeed separate. I believe strongly that we largely create our own reality through the interaction of these different levels of mind. Our conscious mind, for example, is responsible for making us aware of our experiences, what we have in life, what we don't have in life, what we feel, what we don't feel, what we want, what we don't want. However, awareness rarely brings about true change. This is because the conscious mind operates primarily on or at a surface level. It processes information without fundamentally altering our deeper reality. That's why it's the awareness mind. Real transformation of your life occurs, however, when you can find a way to align your superconscious mind and your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind and your conscious mind. It's not confusing, really, but it's like a triad. This alignment requires change in reality programs, sort of like what your computer does, that run below our conscious awareness. And by accessing and influencing these deeper layers of the mind, we can effectively reshape our reality. That's why I call myself the reality doctor. And in this blog series, I will explore with you the fascinating realms of the superconscious or the quantum mind, the conscious mind, and the below conscious or subconscious mind. We'll delve into what these minds are, how they function, and how they influence the creation of our personal realities. I'll also share insights from the latest advances in neuroscience and quantum physics as they come to me. By mastering your minds, you will gain the power to reshape your current reality, if you choose to, of course. When you harness the full potential of your minds, you unlock the door to reaching this true potential of yours. So, are you ready to dream big and live large? The journey to mastering your mind is not only about understanding, but it's also about applying this knowledge to transform your life. And this is the practical aspect of it, is knowledge without some type of practical intervention is kind of useless. So are you ready to dive deep and explore the power of your consciousness and create the life perhaps that you've always dreamed of? Stay tuned as we embark on this journey together, where mind mastery meets life mastery.